On warm summer days, the act calls the phrase, the symbol, the gossip and star. They grandly pose in a statuesque way at the plaza on Long Acre Square. Very how did you do in Kalamazoo? Was business indifferent or fair? Bah! We had to ring down and leave the gay town because Buffalo William, I mean Bill, he was there. Alas to all me greatness.
Oh, don't cry, mister.
Stand aside, girl. Let me pass.
Say, are you the real actor on the stage or just in the moving pictures?
Do I look like a reel of moving picture film?
Well, you look pale and thin, but maybe you're a little out of focus.
Crushed again.
Why don't you go out in the country and work on a farm?
I had enough of the farm in the old homestead and way down east.
Down east? Did you ever play in Boston?
Well, yes, on the outskirts.
Without stripes, ooh.
I starred in Nero, the dog nihilist. But in one scene, while being rescued by Nero, the dog, from binding at the stake, the untrained bloodhound tearing the ropes that bound me fast, bit a huge piece from the calf of me limb. The pain and torture was excruciating. I writhed in agony, and in me blind rage I foamed at the mouth. The terror-stricken audience, thinking I had the hydrophobia, made a rush for the box office and left the theater. It was a short run.
Gee, it's a long walk from Kankakee.
It was, indeed.
But you don't seem to have any show at all.
Well, there are few great actors left.
Well, you seem to be left all right.
True, girl. I am left.
You are badly left.
What do you mean, girl? Are you trying to guy me? No. No one could do that to Richard Chatterton.
Is that your name?
You never heard it.
Oh, yes, sir. I heard you say it just now.
What?
But I never seen it in big type on any billboard.
Well, it stands in big figures on some board bills. A joke. A rich joke. Very good comedy indeed. Richard, as a comedian, you're also a star.
Say, Mr. Chiverton.
Chatterton.
You remind me of Sim Dimpsey in the song.
I never heard it.
Well, listen and I'll sing it. A circus came to a country town and gave a grand parade. And all the folks for miles around got full on lemonade. Sim Dimpsey worked in a circus tent, and he met Miss Angie Brown. He told her he was an acrobat and the star of all the clowns. The show began, and Angie looked in vain to find her Sim. And when the clown came tumbling in, she thought was surely him. Just then a voice cried, "Lemonade, peanuts, fresh popcorn." To her chagrin, she saw 'twas Sim, then shouted out in scorn, "Now, Mr. Chinnerton,
Chatterton,
this goes for you. If you're such a great star, well, why don't you shine?
Indeed.
Who said you are an actor and could play divine?
And so I can.
Don't you think that you can work us with that acrobatic stuff? You're just a lemon in the circus lemonade. Just a bluff.
Bluff?
If you're such a great star, well, why don't you shine?
Rush.